listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of November 14th, 2011, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off now for nearly two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week I want to talk about a study that recently came out about vitamin consumption and women's health.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Yeah.
There was a little disturbing of a study.
Yes, it was a little disturbing. I want to kind of clear the air a little bit.
Okay.
I think there was some things about the study that were a little bit flawed,
okay,
to say the least. So okay, we want to put a good perspective on this study.
Okay,
I think it actually tells us some good things as well.
Well, if I remember right, it was saying that it was a longevity study with women that some had multivitamins every day and some didn't, and apparently having a multivitamin every day caused more harm than not having it every day. Is that the result of
that? That was the result. Although the increase in harm was slight.
Oh.
So they said basically what it was 38,000 women from the Iowa Women's Health Study, which is a study that's been ongoing for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
They started it in 1986, this study.
Mm-hmm.
The women were around the age of 62 when they first started this.
Mm-hmm.
And the study has gone on for 19 years.
Wow.
In that 19 years, they took three surveys. Basically, they had women fill out questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it in 1986, in 1997, and in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, this was one of the flaws, was that it was a survey study. It wasn't actually measuring any blood samples or really following what exact vitamins people were taking and what foods they were eating.
Okay.
So at the end of the 19 years, they said that 40.8% of the women who took the vitamins had died before 2008.
Now, what about their ages and things like that?
Well, that was another thing that, you know, kind of came to my mind. Was like, we started this when they were 62, so, you know, 20 years from them, they're going to be, you know, 80.
They're going to be dying
off.
You
know, it's a time in the life when people are kind of, you know, dying. So
right.
But
is it the same percentage of those that didn't take the multivitamin?
Well, that was why they said it was a slight difference, was because of the ones that didn't take the vitamins, it was 39.8% of them died.
So 39.8% versus
40.8% of those who did take the vitamins died before 2008, and 39.8% died without taking them. So it's a 2.4% difference is what they said.
Okay.
So a slight increase. But what was interesting was this, even the study author said that the design of the study did not allow the researchers to really determine if there was a specific cause for increased mortality.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I found interesting about this study was they were basically saying, you know, certain vitamins, like isolated vitamins, like particularly B vitamins and vitamin E, can, if they're taken in high doses, they can actually be toxic in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly true.
Mm-hmm. You've heard that before.
Yeah, we've known that before. So they didn't distinguish in the study between whether the vitamins these people were taking were synthetically made vitamins,
mm-hmm,
which are single isolated vitamins,
mm-hmm,
or whether they were vitamins from whole food sources, like,
mm-hmm,
you know, a whole food natural vitamin that contains not just the vitamins, but also the,
mm-hmm,
the enzymes and the phytonutrients that are actually in the food.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamins don't really work very well in our bodies when they're just by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, so we don't know whether they were taking a Centrum, you know, a generic brand of vitamin,
mm-hmm,
or whether we're taking like a top of the line whole food natural vitamin. So,
mm-hmm,
there was no distinction about that. I think the main message out of this study was that taking synthetic vitamins is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, even whether the risk or the mortality rate was just slightly higher in those who did take the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what that could tell us is that vitamins that are isolated like that are not really that good for us, and they don't really help us to make up our nutritional deficiencies,
mm-hmm,
in the way that real, actual whole foods do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do feel you need to supplement with a vitamin, you should be taking a whole natural food supplement. mm-hmm. because those food does not deliver vitamins in toxic doses. Mm-hmm. It never does. Mm-hmm. So when we take these synthetic vitamins that are in these high doses, mm-hmm. that can
introduces that possibility.
It introduces that possibility. What I found about the study was that it didn't really tell us enough. It would have been better designed if it had actually had control groups, you know, one taking a synthetic, one taking a natural, and one group taking nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then following them, you know, and having them have similar diets, and then following them over that same period of time to see really what the differences would be.
Right, right. Yeah. Or to ask them what kind of multivitamin they took so we can have some data about that.
Right.
It was just this general blank statement of multivitamins, you know.
Yeah. It was, yeah, and so, you know, and unfortunately, the outfit of where this came out of, which was the University of Minnesota,
okay,
they seem to have a connection to, all of these government entities that are trying to tell people not to take vitamins. So that was another little bit of a flaw here. It was almost kind of like strange bedfellows.
Okay.
You know.
So the funding may have affected the results.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that can happen.
And I read something else about the study that that a lot of the data were kind of skewed a little bit. Like, they didn't give you all of the information. Like, there was actually some information that said that the some of the vitamins that were being taken were actually helping. That there were some things that were helpful, and then there was a few that weren't. So then they kind of only reported the bad stuff.
Oh.
It's a little bit of sensationalism, I think.
So, right, right, right.
I think the bottom line is we should be getting our vitamins from whole foods, not synthetics.
All right. We'll have to close with that, Dee. Thank you very much, Dee, for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of the Center for Process-Free Living. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out our website at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.